This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Woodruff Arts Center announced today that it is investigating a former employee who, according to the Arts Center, embezzled almost $1.5 million over 5 years, and that investigation has been turned over to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Virginia Heppner is the president and CEO of the Woodruff. She's been there since the 1st of July of this year. Virginia Heppner, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously not the way you wanted to start your tenure, but can you walk us through very quickly how you uncovered this suspected embezzlement?
As you said, a former employee who I might add was not in the financial area of the Woodruff Arts Center, was in operations, was a mid-level manager, left, resigned last month, and in the process of completing payables requests, some invoices, folks who took over from his role were suspicious of some of the some of the invoices, and it was brought to my attention. I immediately decided that it was worthy of an external investigation and engaged forensic accountants and our counsel to conduct an independent investigation.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating. Has the person involved, at least from your point of view, admitted, denied any involvement in this alleged embezzlement?
Has admitted. And I just want to be clear that we immediately alerted the U.S. Attorney's Office. And again, this happened beginning November 1st. It was brought to my attention.
Someone might say, and obviously you weren't here at the time, but how could this have gone on for 5 years? Presumably there are annual audits during that time, but how could this have gone on for 5 years without anyone noticing?
Mm-hmm. I don't have an exact answer for that, but clearly we had a breakdown in processes and controls that are entirely built to protect ourselves from this kind of thing. And we have had external auditors and a clean opinion for 10 years and longer, I'm sure, but the same auditor for 10 years. So it's the primary focus of my work and our team's work to make sure it doesn't happen again and to understand how it happened and make sure that we're in control as we continue to strengthen the organization.
Does this mean you'll look at who does your audits? I mean, obviously something was missed here.
You know, it's all under, we of course, I didn't share, which I should have, of course, we alerted them immediately as well, and we're working on it together to understand where the breakdowns were.
What would you say to donors, to patrons? I mean, obviously, you have four arts divisions within the Woodruff, the Alliance, the ASO, the High, and I think Young Audiences is the fourth one. The ASO is looking at a structural deficit that it's trying to close. $1 million is a substantial amount of money, obviously not enough to close, a single deficit anywhere. But what would you say to people who wonder, well, how could this have happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were several questions in that string. First thing I'll say is to donors is that, like you, we're incredibly disappointed this has happened. We're appalled, frankly, that it wasn't discovered and that any amount is totally unacceptable, and we're taking every step we should take and know to make. And I do have a financial background, and I'm keenly aware of what I think needs to happen here. Second, we treat ourselves almost, we are a community asset, and we consider it a privilege to be recognized as a leading cultural institution in the community and take our stewardship responsibilities extremely seriously. So we're going to hold ourselves accountable to the highest standards and expect others to.
It may be too early to know, but is there any way that you could possibly recover this money from the person who allegedly embezzled it?
Yeah. I definitely don't have an answer in terms of whether the person who's accused of this and who's admitted to it has the funds to return to us, but we do carry insurance for these kind of matters. We have insurance policies against fraud, and we are very early in the process and hope to collect under those policies, but it is too early to tell. So from a total financial impact, I don't believe there's any reason to believe that it has an effect on the Woodruff. please know that we're not making light of any of this. Any dollar is material when it's fraud and a loss, but we do have opportunities to recover. And more importantly, we are strengthening everything we do here, and I think should be will be a strong organization for it.
Virginia Heppner is the president and CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center. Thanks very much for giving us this time. We appreciate it. Obviously, we'll probably be talking some more about this as the investigation continues. But thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Dennis.